Chapter 38, Charles Dart.
I'm afraid they've only taken the damned robot down another 80 meters. That kid Toshio will only work on it for a few hours. Then he's always got to be off, helping Denny and Jillian run their new clients through mazes, or having them knock down bananas with poles or something. I tell you, it's frustrating. The rotten little, half-wrecked probes carrying mostly the wrong kind of instruments for geological work. Can you imagine how bad it will be when we get it down to a decent depth?
The holographic image of the metallurgist Brukita seemed to look past Charles Dart for a moment. Apparently, the dolphin scientist was referring to his own displays. Each eye was covered with a goggle lens to correct for astigmatism when reading. He turned back to look at his chimp colleague.
Charlie, you talk so assuredly about sending this robot deeper into Kithroop's crust. You complain that it has gone down only 500 meters. Are you cognizant that that is half a kilometer?
Charlie scratched his fuzzy jaw.
Yeah, so what? The excavation has got so little taper that it might easily drop down as much farther as it's already gone. It's a wonderful mineralogical lab. Already I'm finding out a lot about the subsurface zone.
Brukita sighed. Charlie, aren't you curious as to why the cavern under Toshio's island goes down even 100 meters?
What do you mean?
I mean that the so-called drill tree that's responsible for this excavation cannot have dug so deeply merely in search of carbon and silicate nutrients. It can't have.
How would you know? Are you an ecologist?
Charlie rapped out a short laugh.
Honestly, Brukita, what do you base these suppositions on? Sometimes you surprise me.
Brukita waited patiently for the chimpanzee to finish laughing.
I base them on a well-informed layman's knowledge of basic laws of nature, and upon Occam's razor. Think of the volume of material removed. Has it been scattered upon the waters? Has it occurred to you that there are tens of thousands of these metal mounds along this plate boundary, most with their own drill trees, and that there may have been millions of such deep excavations dug in recent geologic time?
Dart started to snigger. Then he stopped. He stared for a moment at the image of his cetacean colleague, then laughed in earnest. He pounded the desk.
Touché! All right, sir. We'll add why these holes to our list of questions. Fortunately, I've been cultivating an ecologist lab mate for the last few months. I've done her innumerable favors, and it happens she's at the site of our quandary. I'll ask Denny to get to work on it right away. Rest assured, we'll know soon enough what these drill trees are up to.
Brukita didn't bother answering. He did let out a small sigh.
Now that that's settled, Charlie went on, let's get back to the really important stuff. Can you help persuade the captain to let me go out there in person and take a real deep probe robot with me to replace that lousy little thing Toshio salvaged?
Brukita's eyes widened. He hesitated.
The captain remains unconscious, Brukita said at last. Makani has twice performed surgery. According to the latest reports, the outlook remains bleak.
The chimp stared for a long moment.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Charlie looked away from the holo display.
Well, then maybe Takata Jim will be willing. After all, the longboat's not being used. I'll ask Metz to talk to him. Will you help?
Brukita's eyes were sunken.
I'll study these mass spectrometer data, he answered evenly. I will call you when I have results. Now I must sign off, Charles Dart.
The image dissolved. Charlie was alone again.
Brukita was awfully abrupt there, he thought. Have I offended him somehow?
Charlie knew he was offensive to people. He couldn't help it. Even other chimpanzees thought him abrasive and self-centered. They said neo-chimps like him gave the race a bad rep. Well, I've tried, he thought, and when a person's tried and failed so often, when his best attempts at gallantry turned to faux pas, and he constantly finds himself forgetting other people's names, well then, maybe a guy should give up. Other people don't always win awards for kindness to me, either. Charles Dart shrugged. Didn't matter. What point was there in pursuing an ever-elusive popularity? There was always his personal world of rocks and molten cores, of magma and living planets. Still, I thought Bruquita at least was my friend. He forced the thought aside. I've got to call Metz. He'll get me what I need. I'll show him this planet is so unique they'll rename it after me. There are precedents. He chuckled as he tugged on his ear with one hand and punched out a code with the other. An idle thought came to him as he waited for the computer tracer to track down Ignacio Metz. Wasn't everybody waiting to hear from Tom Orley? That was all anybody'd talk about a while back. Then he remembered that Orley's report was supposed to come in yesterday, about the time Kredeki was hurt. Ah, then Tom was probably successful at whatever it was he was doing, and nobody bothered to tell me. Or maybe somebody did, and I wasn't listening again. Anyway, I'm sure he got everything squared away with the Edies. About time, too. Damned nuisance, being hunted all over the galaxy, forced to fill their ship with water. Metz's number appeared on the intercom. The line was ringing. It was a shame about Kredeki. He was awfully stiff and serious for a Finn, and not always reasonable. But Charlie couldn't bring himself to feel happy to have him out of the way. In fact, it gave him a queer sensation in his stomach whenever he thought about the captain being removed from the picture. Then don't think about it. Jeez, when has it ever paid to worry? Ah, Dr. Metz, did I catch you as you were going out? I was wondering, could we have a talk together soon? Later this afternoon? Oh, good. Yes, I do have a very, very small favor to ask.